The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples, a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. If we pay attention, we can discern in the Beatitudes the Lord contrasting the way of the Lord versus the way of the world, and the blessings and the woes. The blessings refer to those who are blessed who reject the way of the world. And this puts it in the proper context, because it may seem strange to us in this time, and even as it did seem strange to the people listening to it, if we don't understand the Lord's teaching. As he says, for example, here, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." This is to say, those who are poor to things of this world, who do not put to their desires in their hearts on riches of this world alone, as if material comforts and material riches can bring you ultimate happiness, consolation, and peace. Contrast this to the Lord who said, "But woe to you, rich, for you have received your consolation." It is those who put their heart in having a comfortable life, in having everything they need here, and building up a career. They will never be satisfied. And when it comes to judgment, that will be purged, tried by fire. To put it in perspective, our Lord sees with the eyes of God and recognizes that all that we see here now, all the buildings that we've built up, all of the land, even the vegetables, even this very church, will decay. And everything at the end of the world will be burned. We know this from scriptures, that this world will pass away and the Lord will transform it into a new heavens and new earth. Nothing here will be lasting, except the virtues that we've built up in our souls, and the love of God and love for our neighbor most especially. This will last into eternity. This then puts in perspective the Beatitudes too. "Blessed are those who weep now, for they will laugh." That is to say, those who weep for sins of this world, You will laugh and rejoice with the Lord in heaven. And it goes even to the supernatural level, which doesn't make sense if we look just with the eyes of the world. As he says, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. This is to say, this is the greatest act of giving, self-giving love, to be persecuted, scorned for the one that you love. To give oneself completely to the other. We can see this in human relations, as well as especially filled in relationship with God. Concretely, how can we understand this in the lives of certain saints? You take the life of Saint Damien of Molokai, the Belgian priest who went to serve on the island of Hawaii, of Molokai, for the leper colony. Right before his eyes, he could see people who were literally decaying, sad part of the disease. Perhaps if they were blessed, they lived 10 to 15 years. In such a state, one could live in depression, meaninglessness, as if life had no more meaning or just waiting to die. But St. Damien gave them a different way of living. A sign of this, could say, is that he started to put in trees. The signs of life, but practical reasons to provide food, to prevent the wind from coming in. He started to build houses. And then others joined with him among the lepers, because they saw in this a meaning to give themselves over to others, to give a more comfortable life to those in their colony, to no longer be self-centered in woe and depression, but to give themselves over to others in self-giving. These were concrete signs, not to live in the decay and the death, but to live in the hope of eternal life and love of neighbor. These things will last unto eternity. See, all this world will pass away, but those who look towards the kingdom of God and weep in this world and do not put your riches in this world will rejoice in the world to come. And even here on earth you will have meaning and peace. This is the message of the Lord. This is how you remain as the tree planted in good soil that reaches out to the stream, which is the grace of the Lord flowing to you. To root yourselves in the values of the gospel, not in the values of the world. So whatever storms or dryness or famine or wars or difficulties come, then you'll be firmly rooted in that foundation of the Lord, with the hope of the resurrection to come, the belief that this is true, knowing the way of the Lord and rejecting the way of the world, so we rejoice with him for all of eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.